This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So significance, mean grounded in the Word of God. Because when the attacks come and the wind blow and our life comes, you're going to be able to have to be grounded in the Word of God, and it will give you strength. I remember when a dear friend of mine, long she's went on to be with the Lord now, she was an older lady, and you know, she loved the Lord, taught Sunday school, but she never witnessed for the Lord, you know, outside of her Sunday school or just the people she met. But man, she would hear our reports when we go out door to door every Saturday, and she said, man, I just don't have the courage to go. But man, I'm telling you, one day the Lord touched her, and she was able to come out, and she never quit until she went home. She was out there, I mean, elderly lady, out there witnessing for Christ, showing the love of Christ. She had caught the fever, and she says, I love it to see those people believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, I'm telling you, she stepped out on faith. You see, that was the feat. I love the feat. She armored up. Yes, she was. Let me tell you, folks, you're not going to ever have the absence of fear. You know, he tells us, be not afraid. You're gonna have some fear, but courage overcomes fear. Faith overcomes fear. Whenever you have your faith, that overcomes fear. It's just like me up here preaching today. I'm a quiet guy. I don't want to be in front of the camera, but I had to overcome that fear to give you what thus saith the Lord. And that's what she did. Her name was Miss Pat. And she overcame her fear. I saw her struggling. She says, I can't do it. I can't do it. And I'm like, man, God got it right where He wants you. When you understand you can't do it, and He can. Oh my Lord, the power of the Lord in His might. Well, I'm telling you, I'm loving this Armored Up series here because I needed it at a time. I was getting weak. But man, I had to armor up spiritually. Whenever we think we're doing everything physically, that's your problem. You think you can handle it, that's your problem. He says, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. You're never going to reach the height where God wants you to be if you think you're carrying the load. You must let Him carry the load, because He is going to load you up and take you farther than you ever believe. But are you armored up? All right, guys, that was it. We're going to get to our communion. We are at the third piece of the armor. We talked about the loins girt about with truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, I'll leave you with this question before we go into our communion today. Where have your feet been taking you? That'll tell you where you are. Where have your feet been taking you? Is it nowhere? Or is it places you shouldn't be going? Or is it going out proclaiming the gospel of peace? And that's Christ. Where are you today? It's decision time. Where are you today? Are you in Christ or are you outside of Christ? Are you following the world or are you following Christ? Have you been running with the world or have you been running with Christ? You know. The Bible says you know. No one even has to tell you. You know. So the question today is, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus said it this way. I love it. Jesus said in Luke 13:3. Look what Jesus said in Luke 13:3. He says, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What you need to simply do is accept that gift.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.